And that's one of the things you got to love out of William Moore on the defensive side. And they've been looking for that, the Falcons have now, for quite some time, really trying to find that. What else have you learned at camp? As camp comes to an end, basically, now guys are going to, outside of some of the rookies, they're going to go back to their own homes. What did you learn so far while you've been out here?
You know, one thing I learned is that, you know, every year the cut time ends up being, like, you know, kind of a crapshoot. Yeah. You don't know who's going to go. I think this is one of the hardest years that I've seen because, and I point to the depth that we saw out of this Falcons team in the second half on Friday night. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a group of young guys who got together and finished the game, and I think that's something that we hadn't seen in previous preseason games, is where you get those second and third string guys that come in and all of a sudden the game slips away. You didn't see that this time. So I think there's going to be some tough decisions, and you may see some familiar names ultimately gone when we get past the third and fourth preseason here. So I think one of the big things I've learned is that, man, when we get to cut time, it's going to be a harder decision than ever.
You mentioned that, Jay. I was on 92.9 The Game and was starting to look after the first preseason game, and I started trying to come up with 53 on my own, and I didn't even break down by position. Yeah. I said, I'm just going to take 53.
Yeah.
You get to about 40, and you start going, wow, there's still 25 other guys on this roster that you really think can make it and really can be a factor. And that's where watching Keith Armstrong, special teams unit, for the next three preseason games is going to tell you who's going to make the team. You see guys out there in the first quarter playing on kick coverage or punt coverage, you probably want to put a check next to him because he's going to be on the roster.
Absolutely, and that ends up being the deciding factor in so many different cases. I mean, you look at – we just had our great on-air lady who's sitting in the back there, Ashley Rose, did a one-on-one interview with Dan Quinn, and Dan Quinn points out somebody like Colin Mooney, who hadn't been in the conversation at all, you know, at the fullback position. Patrick DeMarco has been there for a while now, and he remarked at how well that Colin has done on special teams. So could that be a situation where, you know, special teams ends up edging out a fullback? You know, I think those are the interesting conversations that happen behind the scenes that we don't get to see, but I think they're going to be very, very tough decisions, and it's ultimately going to come down to Keith.
You know, and some of the other position battles you start talking about. Ricardo Allen makes the change. But don't forget Desmond Southward now playing corner. This is a guy that was highly drafted. Peter Kahn's another guy who was highly drafted and is in a dogfight to try to make this football team. And how about James Stone? Mm. He doesn't get mentioned enough. Think about last year. We were all in London, or the three of us were in London, and his first assignment as a starting center in the NFL, go block Ndamukong Suh, and did a darn good job outside of the last drive where he had a holding penalty, and that's expected. But this is a guy that now could potentially be your starting guard. For an undrafted free agent, he's been unbelievable.
Hard Knocks hero Tyler Starr had a nice game in the second half, too.
Yeah.
And I think the best thing about you mentioning guys like Stone is – he can play multiple positions. That also helps when you're thinking about getting who's cutting guys, who's going to be on that bubble. If you got a couple guys who can, what we call cross train, go back and forth, play center, play guard,
hybrid
play tackle,
Chuck, hybrid
guys who can do it all, guys who can play like we're calling it, play corner and safety. Those guys had a little bit more value, and also you can put them on special teams. A guy like Troy, who's been around for a while, who everybody looks at, okay, he's a defensive guy, but also he is on every special team. You know, it's hard to get rid of a guy like that who can do so many different things and is very versatile.
Fans don't see that either. That's one of the tougher things we try to explain to fans via Twitter, radio, wherever it may be. Just because you may not like a guy on defensive at the defensive end position, he's got a lot of other talents that he brings to the team, and there's a reason he's here.
Absolutely.
You know, and one of the things you look at as you move forward in the preseason is some of the challenges that are going to come up. Tennessee presented their own challenge, but they had a rookie quarterback. Although he looked pretty darn good outside of a couple of turnovers. Marcus Mariota was a rookie. The Jets, who will play coming up this weekend, bring an entirely different set of circumstances. Todd Bowles, who's been a pain in the rear end of Atlanta, and more so Matt Ryan, was the defensive coordinator for the Cardinals, the new coach. But they've got a train wreck of a situation at the quarterback position, and that's putting it lightly. We'll start with you, Matt. What do you look for first and foremost when you go against the New York Jets?
They call me, I turn them down. So
I was going to ask. I'm going to defer and ask Shaq if he ever didn't pay someone $600 and got punched in the face.
$600? No. That never was an issue I had.
What, I mean, what are we doing?